Weddings in Alert Level 3 can still go ahead, but rather than lush and lavish, they need to be more bespoke, intimate celebrations for just 10 people. From flowers to multi-tier cakes and large orders of champagne, everything in Level 3 is on a much smaller scale. But as reporter Louise Tanuth and camera operator Marika Habazi discovered, many couples have given up waiting for domestic and international borders to open and are going ahead anyway.
In Level 3, Northland, Auckland and parts of the Waikato, it's goodbye to a large guest list, and I do, to 10 nearest and dearest. Food and drinks are a social distance sit-down affair, and guests are urged to stay away from those not in their bubble, so no congratulatory hugs or kisses. Wedding planner Tuila Benioni runs Wedding She Wrote in Auckland. She says lots of clients are going ahead with their weddings, forced to get creative with such a tight guest list.
But the ingenious ways that guests are thinking up, and even, I guess, the couples with the guests, are like drive-through weddings, you know? Like, they pull up and they watch on the live stream, but at the same time they're in the same space as the couple getting married. So I didn't think of that, you know, but, you know, the guests thought of that, and I was like, wow, that's such a cool, beautiful way to still celebrate this moment.
After seeing the demand for Level 3 wedding ceremonies, they created their own pop-up wedding package, including everything from the celebrant, a live stream for absent guests, decorations, and even masks. She puts that demand down to a lot of her clients giving up on waiting for borders to reopen.
You know, they're wanting their family and friends, their key family and friends, to be there too, you know, at their wedding here in New Zealand. So they're coming from, like, the other side of the world where they're relying on border restrictions. They're relying on the government, essentially, to make the decision for them.
After many couples postponed their weddings last year, this year, less is more.
They still experience the same joy that they would if they were to get married with a bigger crowd. And I think actually it's probably more special, you know, like you're really in the moment with your partner, so they don't regret it.
And the downscaling is everywhere, from flowers to food. A cake for 100 people or more is now a mini version for 10.
This is probably our standard wedding cake size here. This would normally feed 110 people. Obviously, that's not an option right now. So easily downsizable to either like a small little two-tier here if you really want a tier cake for your bubble, or just a little single-tier cake here as well. That would work. Again, we're just seeing single tiers for little bubbles, even outdoors now with your celebrations that you have without outdoor celebrations, just single-tier cakes.
Sweet Bites Cake Shop in Henderson specialises in wedding and celebration cakes. Owner Angela Clapperton explains brides and grooms are having to make some tough decisions.
They're hoping for either level 2, 100 people and under, so reducing the size of their cake, or if they're having 10 people weddings, then just like little either miniature versions of their original cake, or just a smaller size of the cake that they had.
Though it doesn't make their work any easier, shrinking the cake doesn't mean skimping on detail. Inside the kitchen, masked and socially distanced, bakers are busy icing, painting and moulding decorations to create masterpieces, mini size. And even those that have postponed their big day entirely are still celebrating the original date with a treat.
Original date, they want to have a little something to celebrate when they would have been technically getting married, so they're having like little mini cakes on those dates, just to, you know, have a little feel good.
Wedding planners, bakers, brides and grooms are all hoping for a much bigger and brighter restriction-free start to 2022.